Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting third. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emke. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Howard Emke. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Nunemaker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Cutshaw moves to second. Two outs. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney bunts in front of the plate. Nunemaker fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to second. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler takes first base on ball 4. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Emp covering. Safe. Sewell moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood takes first base on ball four. Sewell moves to third. Gardner moves to second. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Gardner scores. Wood moves to third. Nunemaker moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wood scores. Nunemaker moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nunemaker tags and scores. Uhel tags and moves to second. One out. It's 4-1, Indians. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans takes first base on ball four. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-1 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Uhel scores. Wamsgans moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-1 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones has Wamsgans trapped. There's the throw to Basler and back to Jones, who tags Wamsgans for the out. Speaker moves to third. McInnes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Stan Kovileski now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Blue strikes out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Veach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-1 in the game. Heilman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Nunemaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney misplays the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Wood moves to second. Stan Kovalevsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovalevsky bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Basler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jamieson takes first base on ball 4. Wood moves to third. Nunemaker moves to second. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 0 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into left field. Jamieson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 2 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Basler hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0 for 1 in the game. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cutshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jamieson throws the ball into Sewell who relays the ball to Wamsgans who tags Cutshaw trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Blue moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Nunemaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Amp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kovileski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Veach hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sewell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Flagstad reaches second base with a double. Jones moves to third. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Basler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovileski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Amp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0 for 2 in the game. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Blue reaches second base with a double. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cutshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Veach takes first base on ball 4. Cutshaw moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. Cutshaw scores. There goes Veach trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 3 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McInnes. The throw from Basler and he is safe. McInnes steals second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McInnes scores. Gardner moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Veach. Wood reaches second base with a double. Gardner scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Nunemaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kovileski hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Kovileski reaches second base with a double. Wood scores. It's 8-3, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Basler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Flagstad hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Basler for the out. Rigney moves to second. Two outs. Danny Clark pinch hits for Howard Emck. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Herman Pillette now pitching. Larry Woodall now catching. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Bellet covering, for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Veach hits a fly ball towards left. Jameson catches it and throws to second to double up Cutshaw, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.